For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump is abusing his power by stripping away Brennan's security clearance. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders read a statement calling Brennan's conduct erratic.
Mr. Brennan has recently leveraged his status as a former high-ranking official with access to highly sensitive information to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, wild outbursts on the internet and television about this administration.
Democrats like Mark Warner on the Senate Intelligence Committee wonder what might come next.
I worry whether this precedent is going to somehow lead to the president trying to take away Mueller and his whole team's security clearances. To have either the clearances revoked or in the process of being revoked, to me, smacks of Nixonian-type practices.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
A grand jury report in Pennsylvania has reignited a push to end a statute of limitations on sex crimes committed against children. Abuse survivor Jim Van Sickle says the report identifying more than 300 priests who preyed on more than 1,000 children points to a critical legal challenge.
My predator spent time after trying to reach out to me to kind of get me past that period of time, because he knew that if he got me past that time, the laws of Pennsylvania protect the predator.
Both sides have rested their case in the Paul Manafort trial. It's now up to a jury to decide if the former Trump campaign chief is guilty of tax evasion and bank fraud. The case is complex. Jurors will have with them nearly 400 documents and charts to refer to as they deliberate. It took the judge more than 90 minutes just to read his instructions to the jury. Manafort could get life in prison, but also could receive a pardon from President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Alex Jones continues to face problems when it comes to social media. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
After it recently said it would not remove the far-right news and talk host's account, Twitter did on Tuesday suspend Alex Jones for violating the social media company's policies. Twitter is one of the only major social media companies that has not scrubbed its platform of Jones or his InfoWars. Apple has removed the full library of his podcasts. Facebook has unpublished his pages. YouTube terminated his account, and other tech companies have taken similar action. However, InfoWars apps remain available now through Google Play and the Apple App Store. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Turkish court has rejected an appeal for Pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from house arrest during his trial on terrorism charges. John Clemens has more.
The 50-year-old pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, is facing charges of being involved in a failed attempt to overthrow the government in Ankara. He could be sentenced to a 35-year prison term. The continued detention of Brunson has strained relations with Washington, slapping economic sanctions against this NATO ally, which prompted Ankara to also increase tariffs on American goods. Brunson is due back in court on October 12th. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.